Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, a space where the healing, liberation, and well-being of Black women is centered and prioritized. My name is Bree Mitchell, and I am not only the host of the show, I'm also the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care, as well as a self-care advocate. Here, I share tips, thoughts, and conversations that are cultivated to pour into your self-care cup. I'm so glad you're here. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Hey, sistren. Hey, beautiful queen. Hey, sister. Hey. Let's go ahead and get into this episode. I'm so glad that you're here. I want to share with you an experience that I had recently, and it really, first of all, I had me side-eyeing myself, and also, it really just had me thinking about delays in our lives. So this is going to be a faith-based slash God-based episode. I want to go ahead and get into it because there really is a lesson here in this embarrassing story I am about to tell you, okay? Since we are family and all, I feel comfortable sharing the things that I did with you. So before I do that, I want to let you know, first of all, if you purchased from the self-care shop in the last few days, I want to say shout out to you. Thank you so very much. If you haven't, you have a chance to do so now because right now, all the candles in the shop are buy one, get one 50% off. So make sure you go to browngirlselfcare.com and pick you up a candle. You don't need no code. I am burning the Calm candle right now because I just need to get to this place of calm as I talk to you today about this slightly embarrassing situation. And right now, I have affirmation candles in the shop. The calm one says, I soften my heart and release all feelings of stress and worry. I need that in my life. This candle smells so good, y'all. The second thing I want to say as I'm doing some housekeeping here is that on Friday, I'm really excited because F the Cubicle Fridays are a-coming. If you have been rolling with a sister for a few years, like before the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast came to life, you know that I had the F the Cubicle podcast. And you know what the F stand for. Don't act like you don't. But you can say forget the cubicle if you want. But there's also an alternative to that too, okay? But so I'm bringing it back. I'm going to be in conversation with amazing Black women that are in the entrepreneurial and business space. And they're going to be sharing just their different viewpoints on what freedom looks like for them, why they decided to quit their jobs and or pick up a side hustle or try to build a brand while they were working a 9-to-5. Just different things like what their mindset was like. What kind of fears did they have? What was their money looking like when they decided, you know what, I'm about to leave this job and really strike out on my own? How did that affect their family? You know, what were the first steps they took? Like, we're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. So if you are in a place and space where you're just like, you know what? I love my job, but I think I want to pick up a side hustle. Or I love my job, but I think it's time for me to move on from this space. I feel like God is calling me for greater, you know? Or you might be like, you know what? F this job. I mean, come on, a real talk. That might be how you're feeling. And if that's the case, you know, in all those situations, whether you are satisfied, dissatisfied, you're loving it, you're not loving it, you're thinking about it, you don't know, or you just want to work on some more personal development as you continue on your self-care journey, then I want you to start listening to the podcast I'll be having again, the F the Cubicle Fridays. And it's still going to be under Brown Girl Self-Care, so don't worry. You ain't got to save another link. You ain't got to go to another website. It's all going to still be under the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast, okay? So I will see you on Friday for the very first episode of F the Cubicle Fridays, okay? All right. So now that I got that out the way... This is embarrassing to talk about, but this really happened. And I'm just going to tell you what happened. Maybe this is not a big deal, but it is for me. It is for me, but maybe it's not a big deal, but I'm telling you, I was embarrassed. So, and this is all about delays. Okay. This is all about delays. And I'm going to give you my takeaways after I tell you what had happened. So, story time. What had happened was, so my daughter comes to me and she's like, you know, oh, I want a chicken sandwich. I don't know why I do my daughter's voice like that, because that is not how she talks. But just, okay, this is, I'm trying to tell a story here. So just go with it. All right. I'm trying to engage you since we're not face to face. So she's like, oh my God, I want a chicken sandwich. And I'm like, okay. This point, it's like 7 o'clock at night or 7:30. I ain't got nothing to be making no chicken sandwich, number one. Number two, I didn't feel like cooking nothing, okay? So I'm like, all right, let's just go to Popeyes. Let's just go to Popeyes. And so we hop in the car. And we drive to the Popeyes. It's maybe, let's say 7 minutes away, more or less. It's pretty close by, not too far of a distance. Child, when I get there, now, I wasn't expecting this. I mean, I don't know why I wasn't. This is Popeyes, for goodness sake. It's either, well, I'm not going to even say what I was going to say, because if anyone from Popeyes is listening, which is a 0.000001 percent chance, I don't need them coming for me, okay? But I pull up and there's like a long line of cars. The line is so long that literally when I pull up into one of the access points, because there's two access points to get into the line, when I pull into the access point behind this long line of cars that has curved towards out to the street, half my car is in the parking lot, half my car is like hanging off the, you know, the little divot in the driveway or whatever. You know what I'm talking about, right? Don't act like you ain't never got drive through ain't never got no Popeyes before. You know the lines be long. So I'm sitting there and I would, if I had to guess, I would say there was probably like, I'm going to say there was probably like, I was probably like car number 11, 12, I would guess. I'm not really sure, but somewhere in there. And I'm like, okay. So I'm already kind of irritated. All right. I'm already kind of irritated because I just wanted to do this like bada boom, bada bing. I just wanted to be in and out. I wasn't expecting. I didn't sign up for all this long line business. All right. So that was already like number one. I was a little salty. I was a little irritated. So about 5 minutes passes. And we've barely inched up. I think in that 5 minute time frame, maybe one car has left, because I remember I was able to pull my car up more, right? So that was about maybe 5-6 minutes, all right? So next thing I know, another car pulls up. Now, mind you, again, I told you, or as I mentioned before, there are two access, there's like two entryways into this parking lot. So I was in the let's just call it the west entrance, for example. And then this car pulls up into the south entrance. All right. So I'm the last person in line. All the cars are one after another, and I'm the last person still.
And this, let's call him the blue car. The blue car decides to pull up, not behind me in the west entrance. He decides to pull in from the south in that second driveway on the opposite side of the parking lot. And then he just sits there. All right. So already my red flags is going, because remember, I said I was irritated. Now, mind you, I said at the beginning of this, right, I was already irritated. Okay. So don't act surprised when I tell you what happened next. So I'm already irritated. So this blue car pulls up and he just sits there. And there's like still probably like 10 cars in the drive-thru. And he's just sitting there. I'm like, okay. Already I'm like, oh no, he better don't. That's exactly what my mind was saying. I'm like, oh no, he better don't think he about to get in front of nobody. Like, I'm already neck rolling. I'm like, mm-mm. Oh no, he better don't. So the cars start moving a little bit and he's still sitting there and we're inching up. And I would say probably four or five cars passed him. Maybe four. Let's say four cars passed him, didn't let him in. And I'm like, you better not let him in. What he need to do is come to the back of the line. Okay? That's how I'm talking in my head and in the car. Like, what he need to do is come get behind me instead of sitting there. Because ain't nobody going to let you in. Ain't nobody going to let you in. So this is the conversation I'm having with myself. Why does there's a silver car in front of me? So traffic's inching up little by little. He's still sitting there. There's a silver car in front of me in the line. And now there's a car behind me. And there's probably been another lapse of now where we've been waiting for, let's say, 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. Y'all, I know I should have just left, but it's like once I got there, I'm like, I don't feel like driving nowhere else. So I'm just irritated. I'm tired. My eyes was itchy. I don't know if I was having an allergic reaction. My eyes is sensitive, y'all. I'm just everything. I'm just like, oh, right? Y'all, why did the silver car? So now we're like maybe three cars away from the box. I'm like, okay, I can see the light. We're about 20 minutes in. I'm like maybe three cars away from the box, all right? Why does silver car let the blue car in front of him when the silver car knew good and doggone well that I was waiting before the blue car? So now I'm just like ready to take my earrings off. Like, okay, we ready. I'm ready to fight somebody, y'all. Because now the blue car, which waited less time than me, is now two cars ahead of me. Make that make sense. The silver car had the audacity to let this person in the blue car in the line. Okay? So now I'm just heated. I'm just heated. And I'm like glaring. I'm like, you know that Malcolm X pose that I know you've seen the Malcolm X pose where he's got his finger on his head. You know, and he's got his head cocked to the side. Like, I'm just like, I know he did not. I know he did not. So now I just took it from like a four. Now I'm on like 10. It went from like a four to a 10. It has escalated in my car, mind you, because I ain't getting out my car. I'm too little to be fighting and tapping on windows and honking horns and doing all that stuff. I ain't crazy now. But I'm heated. I'm honest. I'm just being honest. I was mad. So I'm glaring. I'm like fussing. I'm cussing. I'm like, I know he didn't. I was not at my best. I was not at my best. You know, like that Snickers campaign. They're like, you're not yourself when you're hungry. Like, I'm hangry. I didn't even want no Popeyes. She done made a request for Popeyes. And I'm just like trying to get the child Popeyes. And the line is long. Like, I'm just irritated. At this point, I'm irritated. I'm just irritated because they delaying me. You are holding me up. You holding me up. I got things to do. I got things to do. I got to get home. I got to eat my chicken. I got to, you know, I got things to do. I got to go to bed. I'm tired. Now you delaying me. You holding me up. All right. Finally, I get to the box. And this child didn't even order a doggone chicken sandwich. You asking me for a chicken sandwich. You ain't even ordered the doggone chicken sandwich. What you asking me for a chicken sandwich for? She talking about I want some damn chicken tenders. You didn't ask me for no chicken tenders when we was in the house. You said you want a chicken sandwich. All these thoughts are going through my mind, okay? So I ordered the food, and I did not have an attitude with the cashier or the employee or anything. I was normal, polite. I always try to be polite, especially when it comes to, I mean, in all situations, but especially when it comes to food and stuff. Like, first of all, I know they're working long hours. They're working during the COVID. Lord knows what they can do to your food. Just all these thoughts are going through my head. So I'm always polite. Like, you know, that's real talk. Anyway, I order some wings. She ordering chicken tenders. She ain't get a chicken sandwich. I'm like, whatever, girl. So now we're creeping up. At this point, it's got to have been like maybe 25 minutes. I'm guessing it's been like 25 minutes. We've been in this drive-thru. Again, I don't know why I waited. I do not know. But we did. I had to take a breath after that. So finally, the blue car, which is two cars ahead of me, he gets up there. And he's taking, like, he can't just get his food. I don't know if he added something. I'm like, what is taking so long? Get your food and go, blue car. Because he holding up the line. Like, I don't know if he added something. I don't know what he had done. But I seen, like, he getting an extra bag. And I don't know if he ordered some other stuff. I don't know what's happening. You delaying my food experience. I just want to get home, sir. Blue car, sir. But you taking extra time. So now I done gone from like a 10 to a 15. I'm like talking to the silver car, even though I'm really talking to myself. I don't want the smoke in real life. I don't want the smoke. I don't. But I'm talking to the silver car. And I'm like, you see what happens when you let people get in front of you, silver car? Do you see what happens when you let people get in front of you and now you got everybody delayed? Do you see yourself? You should be ashamed of yourself. I promise you. I was just on one. Okay, I was on one. Real talk. So finally, the blue car closes his door and he drives away. I'm like, it's about time. Then the silver car goes and they just take a couple of minutes. I'm like, okay, now my pressure's starting to come down now, y'all, because my pressure was like at its peak. I'm next in line. So I'm, you know, I always try to be prepared. So I roll up. I got my ATM card out. And this app, roll up. I have it out the window. Like, take my card. And the gentleman comes to get my card. I don't have an attitude at that point. But I, like I said, I was fussing and cussing that whole time in the drive-thru. Fussing and cussing to myself. So he comes over to the window. And he's like, oh, hi, ma'am. The blue car paid for your order already. You're already set. You're ready to go. Y'all, I was befuddled. I had to look at him like, huh? And he was like, I was like, oh? And he was like, yeah, the blue car, he paid for your meal. So let me get your order, because it was like $22 or something like that. Do you want sauce? What kind of sauce do you want? Blah, 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 blah. He had paid for my food, or our food, I should say. So all that fussing and cussing and everything else that I was doing, the blue car, two cars ahead, had paid for our meal. When I tell y'all, I was so humbled in that moment. I was so humbled. And honestly, I was a little ashamed of myself. But I was so humbled. And even before I got to the window, like when I was still maybe about two cars behind, real talk, I was even thinking, like, you know what? I was trying to bring it down. And I was like, you know what? This delay, you don't know how this delay is affecting you. Maybe this delay is for a reason. Maybe because, you know, sometimes I'm a believer, like sometimes when delays happen, you've heard about it. Like accidents have been avoided or like different things. So I thought that. I was like, you know what, this delay, maybe it's for a reason. Calm down. You know what I mean? Simmer down, sis. Simmer down. But I was humbled, so humbled, because I was not expecting that at all. And I just had to take a moment to, first of all, my daughter was in the car and she does not pay me any attention, but I'm sure she could still hear, she was listening to me, but she really wasn't paying me any mind. But I had to tell her, like, you know what? Me acting this way was just like, just didn't make any sense. You know what I mean? So I just had that conversation with her and why I was feeling that way and how I felt about it now and, you know, yada, yada, yada. But then I also really had to say a quick prayer and say, God, please forgive me. Please forgive me for the way that I was acting in this drive-thru. Please forgive me. Because I was humbled. I was humbled.
I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracy Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture, but it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracy Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. One of my favorite memories as a little girl was when I went to the beach. Seeing the ocean waves, smelling the salty air, and feeling the sun on my skin was pure radical joy. Now, certain scents like Osea's Andaria Algae Body Oil will instantly trigger those feel-good memories because it literally smells like summer in a bottle. Inside, you'll find blissful notes of lime, grapefruit, cypress, mango, and mandarin. The scent is so divine that I cannot help but to smell myself randomly throughout the day. And when I use it after a shower, my skin is glowy, soft, and smooth. I've talked about Osea many times, and there's a reason for that. It is a clean, soothing part of my maintenance routine, one that I refuse to be without. I absolutely adore Osea. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SELFCARE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SELFCARE for 10% off. Hair care is not one size fits all. At the beginning of my natural journey back in the 2000s, I remember feeling so frustrated because at the time there weren't many brands even acknowledging type 4 hair. So you had to search high and low for products that even worked. Having a great hair day is possible thanks to Way. My hair is dense with fine strands and it's super kinky, coily, and dry. Found out that part of the dryness was because my conditioner had to fight its way through buildup in hard water. If this sounds like you, you have got to add Way's Detox Shampoo to your rotation. It brought my hair back to life and now it's forever a must-have. Another must-have for me is Way's Hair Oil. So once my wash and go is dry, I love to fluff and scrunch with Way's Hair Oil and it makes it feel softer and healthier. You want more volume? Way has a shampoo and conditioner for that. More moisture? They got a shampoo and conditioner for that too. Spend less time guessing and more time rocking a great hair day with Way Hair Care. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code SELFCARE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code SELFCARE.
And so that is what I wanted to just share with you, that sometimes we think of our delays as a problem to be fought, as a something to kind of like rail against and be angry about, and to sit in that anger for the entire time that we are delayed, or sit in that jealousy for the entire time that we're delayed, or sit in that bitterness for the entire time that we're delayed. But I'll tell you, all that, like, all that fussing and cussing I did, like, it doesn't make the delay any shorter than whatever it's gonna be. All that fussing and cussing I did not make the delay shorter. Me having my pressure up, I don't know if my pressure was up, y'all. I do be exaggerating a little bit. Like the time when I was checking on y'all about the earthquake on Instagram. All right, y'all know I'm a drama queen sometimes. But, you know, just that elevated experience, that didn't make the time go faster. Nothing that I did made that wait any shorter than what it was going to be. And I just want you to understand and recognize and realize that just because there's a delay in your life right now, you know, it doesn't mean that you're not going to get what you want or need. It's just not on our schedule. It's not on our time. It's on his time. It's in his plan. And the takeaways for me that I want to carry, or just kind of think about, you know, chicken sandwich aside, I'm talking about just in life in general, okay? But as you're sitting in that delay, because there were delays in the Bible too, like who was it, Sarah that wanted a baby? And God, I guess her womb was closed and there was a delay. But she did eventually have her son, and she dedicated him or committed him to God. I forget his name. My bad. I don't know if it was, I don't think it was Joseph. I don't remember who it was. But the things that I really just got from that or was thinking about after this happened, and just thinking about delays in general, one of the things that I thought about was like how this would apply for me is maybe there's a delay because he wants you to trust him more than you have been. I'll say that again. Maybe he is allowing this delay because he wants you to trust him more. He wants you to lean on him more. He wants you to relinquish the control you think you have on this situation, you know, more than you have been. Because maybe you're just saying that you do or you have, but in reality, you haven't. The other thing, or the next thing that I would say is, perhaps another way that another reason there might be a delay is he might be waiting on you to take a certain or specific action he's called for you to do. Sometimes we're delayed because we're not being obedient. And I'm speaking from, I am speaking from personal experience. Sometimes that delay hits us because we are waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Like, oh, I can't launch that business because I'm waiting to get my business degree. I can't launch that business because I got to read 15 more books. I can't, I can't launch that business because I don't have all the resources yet, or I don't have all the answers yet, or I don't know how to create a website yet. You know what I'm saying? But maybe you have a delay because he's waiting on you just to take an action, take a certain action based on faith. Whatever this action is that he's called for you to do. And a lot of times we're like, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Girl, you know what to do. You know what to do. And by that, I don't mean you have all the answers. Like you know how to execute perfectly. You know how to do 50-11 things, but You know what to do just to move the ball forward. You know what to do. You know what to do. And the last thing that I would say about that is maybe he wants to stretch you. And he's using that delay to prepare you for something greater, bigger, like bigger than what you had imagined. So he's stretching you a little more. He's stretching you a little more. He's preparing you a little more. He's seasoning you a little bit more. You're not ready to be taken off the stove yet. You got to be seasoned a little bit more. You ain't ready yet. The chicken ain't ready yet. Need a little more seasoning, a little more time. It's not ready yet. So he wants to prepare you a little bit more. He wants to stretch you a little bit more. So he's allowing that delay. A delay does not mean that you're not going to have it. A delay does not mean the answer is no. Like in my case with the whole Popeyes experience, like unless they came back when I got there to the front and they're like, oh, we ain't got no more chicken. Ain't no more. No, that's different. But typically speaking, when you get in a drive-thru somewhere, you know what? You know you're going to get your meal. You know you're going to get the food that, you know, that you came trying to get. But sometimes that delay is for protection, or sometimes that delay is for him to stretch you, or sometimes that delay is because he wants you to give it to him and trust him with it and stop trying to control the situation and thinking that you can do it better than God. Plot twist, you can't. You can't. So we got to stop looking at delays as a sign that God has abandoned us or isn't moving in our lives, or he ain't moving fast enough, or he not doing it the right way, or he ain't doing it like you said you wanted it. You know? Sometimes we got to check ourselves. I have... A lot of times we got to check ourselves. We got to check ourselves and make sure we aren't approaching the situation with bitterness, rudeness, jealousy, anger, hate, irritation in our hearts. Because I'm here to tell you that in that drive-thru, all them situations was in my heart on that day. I'm sorry. It's funny. I mean, it is funny, but it's not. But real talk, all them situations was in my heart on that day. Bitterness, hate, jealousy, anger, hangry, all of them was in my heart on that day. And so for real, though, I did ask for forgiveness because I realized that that was just not me being at my best. It wasn't. And so I had to release that, which is why I asked for forgiveness, because I did not want to just keep, like, sometimes it's like we want to hold on to, okay, I did, you know, make a mistake, or I had an attitude, I did something wrong, you know. But once I release it, I got to move on, let it go. Can't take it back. Got to release it, move on, let it go. And soften your heart while you're in that season of delay. And I'm not saying that it's easy. Especially when everyone around you is like, wow, look at me. I just had triplets. And you're waiting to conceive. Or wow, look at my new 2021 I don't know, Range Rover. And you're still taking the bus, trying to figure out how you're going to get your coins together to even save up for like a 10-year-old car. Or when someone's like on Facebook and they're like, hey, here's the keys to our new house, to our new 10-bedroom, 15-bathroom house. And you're still trying to figure out how you're going to just make your rent. So it's just for me, just about checking myself, and really acknowledging, being real with you know, how I'm feeling. And doing my best to just cling to my faith and trust him. Trust him in all ways. Because I can promise you, he hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't abandoned you. He hasn't left you. You are not alone. And that delay, like I said, is not necessarily a no. Sometimes things take time and they're not on our plan or on our schedule. It's all in God's plan. And another thing that I would say is, you know, for me, and maybe this will be helpful for you, but I have to constantly remind myself that we are spiritual beings placed in a human body, and everything that we're experiencing, we're seeing it through our physical eyes. But there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes in the spiritual realm that we can't see. And those blessings that we're waiting for, they're there. We just haven't been able to touch them yet or access them yet. So that delay isn't always a no. Okay. Whew. I feel like I just had a therapy session, y'all. Okay. So really quick, before I wrap up, I just want to again say, don't forget, girl, to get your candles in the self-care shop. They're buy one, get one 50% off for the next 48 hours or so. So go, and no code is needed. Go ahead and make sure you get that. And also, come back on Friday, because we're going to be launching F the Cubicle Fridays, and I would love to have you here for those episodes as well, okay? So that is it for this week's episode, or excuse me, for this Monday's episode, because again, on Friday, I am going to see you for F the Cubicle Fridays right here on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Do not forget. Mark it on your calendar, okay? And with that said, I am praying that you have a blessed and abundant week. And as always, just remember to pray, breathe, and remember that all is well. I'll see you Friday.